counterweight continency, so it's a polite siege. Well, I call it a siege. The old emperor's dying, so the big families are all waiting to move in. That's how it goes in these parts. There's 5 different top knobs, and they're all watching one another, and no one's going to be first to move. You've got to think sideways to understand anything in this place.
Cohen?
Yes, lad?
What the hell's going on?
Lord Hong was watching the tea ceremony. It took 3 hours, but you couldn't hurry a good cuppa. He was also playing chess against himself. It was the only way he could find an opponent of his calibre. But currently things were stalemated because both sides were adopting a defensive strategy which was admittedly brilliant. Lord Hong sometimes wished he could have an enemy as clever as himself. Or, because Lord Hong was indeed very clever, he sometimes wished for an enemy almost as clever as himself, one perhaps given to flights of strategic genius with nevertheless the occasional fatal flaw. As it was, people were so stupid. They seldom thought more than a dozen moves ahead. Assassination was meat and drink to the Hung Hung court. In fact, meat and drink were often the means. It was a game that everyone played. It was just another kind of move. It was not considered good manners to assassinate the emperor, of course. The correct move was to put the emperor in a position where you had control. But moves at this level were very dangerous. Happy as the warlords were to squabble amongst themselves, they could be relied upon to unite against any who looked in danger of rising above the herd. And Lord Hong had risen like bread by making everyone else believe that while they were the obvious candidate for the emperorship, Lord Hong would be better than any of the alternatives. It amused him to know that they thought he was plotting for the Imperial Pearl. He glanced up from the board and caught the eye of the young woman who was busy at the tea table. She blushed and looked away. The door slid back. One of his men entered, on his knees.
Yes?
Said Lord Hong.
Lord.
Lord Hong sighed. People seldom began like this when the news was good.
What happened?
He said.
The one they call the Great Wizard arrived, O Lord, up in the mountains, riding on a dragon of wind, or so they say.
The messenger added quickly, aware of Lord Hong's views about superstition.
Good, but I assume there is a but.
One of the barking dogs has been lost. The new batch that you commanded should be tested. We don't quite—that is to say, we think Captain Three High Trees was ambushed, perhaps. Our information is somewhat confused. The informant says the Great Wizard magicked it away.
The messenger crouched lower. Lord Hong merely sighed again. Magic. It had fallen out of favor in the Empire, except for the most mundane purposes. It was uncultured. It put power in the hands of people who couldn't write a decent poem to save their lives, and sometimes hadn't. He believed in coincidence a lot more than he did in magic.
This is most vexing,
said Lord Hong. He stood up and took his sword off the rack. It was long and curved, and had been made by the finest sword maker in the Empire, who was Lord Hong. He'd heard it took 20 years to learn the art, so he'd stretched himself a little. It had taken him 3 weeks. People never concentrated. That was their trouble. The messenger grovelled.
The officer concerned has been executed,
he said. The messenger tried to scrabble through the floor and decided to let truth stand in for honesty.
Yes, he piped.
Lord Hong swung. There was a hiss like the fall of silk, a thump and clatter as of a coconut hitting the ground, and the tinkle of crockery. The messenger opened his eyes. He concentrated on his neck region, fearful that the slightest movement might leave him a good deal shorter. There were dire stories about Lord Hong's swords.
Oh, do get up,
said Lord Hong. He wiped the blade carefully and replaced the sword. Then he reached across and pulled a small black bottle from the robe of the tea girl. Uncorked, it produced a few drops that hissed when they hit the floor.
Really?
Said Lord Hong.
I wonder why people bother.
He looked up.
Lord Tang or Lord McSweeney has probably stolen the dog to vex me. Did the wizard escape?
So it seems, O Lord.
Good. See that harm almost comes to him, and send me another tea.